This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Yep, rivers closed for all summer recreational activities. This means tubing, fishing, swimming, paddle boarding. Water temperatures have gone up to over 75 degrees for the past couple of days. That prompted the closure for all commercial and recreational river use. The river will stay closed until showers and thunderstorms can cool things off. A new recycling program for plastic polypropylene baling twine is available in Rouse County. The twine is used to tie bundles of hay. Producers can bring discarded plastic twine to Elk River Pet and Ranch. That's off County Road 129 in Steamboat Springs. A couple of bins are outside. Laura Tyler's running the community twine recycling nonprofit. She says it can save producers on landfill fees.
But it also protects wildlife and birds. Wildlife and even domestic livestock can sometimes eat the twine and die. And sometimes birds put it in their nest and then they strangle on it. So it protects wildlife quite a bit.
The twine recycling program was started with a grant from the Craig Scheckman Family Foundation and Blaze and Leslie Carrick Charitable Fund. There's more information at twinerecycling.com. Steamboat Resort has earned a silver certificate from the Colorado Green Business Network through the Colorado Department of Health and Environment. It's an honor that recognizes organizations that are committed to operational sustainability and environmental stewardship. Steamboat Symphony Orchestra has announced Jessica Lane as the interim executive director. She's been the operations director for the past 3 years. Now, the Steamboat Symphony Orchestra, they've got a big event coming up next Thursday, August 15th, with Disco Inferno at the base of Steamboat Resort. The Family Development Center has announced the appointment of Lisa Nelson as program manager for the Newborn Network. She replaces Sharon Butler, who's retiring after 25 years with the Family Development Center. The 106th Moffett County Fair had plenty of happy pups participating in the dog show Tuesday.
I'm Alana. This is Copper.
My name's Piper. My dog's name is Anna, and she is a blue heeler.
My name is Riker Lyons. My dog is a Labrador Retriever Border Collie mix, and his name is Jaeger.
The fair in Craig continues today. Weigh-in of market animals is throughout the day. The sheep show's at 5 tonight. Goat show is Thursday morning, and the beef show's at noon tomorrow. Tomorrow night, it's the rodeo, mini Bronx and bulls, and the always entertaining catch a pig. It's all at the Moffett County Fairgrounds. The Rouse County Fair, that is next week. Sign up today if you want to be in the Rouse County Fair Parade, August 17th in Hayden. The Hayden Lions Club is organizing it. Also Thursday, touch a truck. It's in the back parking lot at the House and Hill Rodeo Grounds from 10 to noon on Thursday. It's free, open to all ages. It's an interactive outdoor adventure where kids and adults can climb and explore and discover their favorite big trucks, emergency vehicles, construction equipment, a helicopter, and a lot more. I'm Shannon Lukens, and that's the news. Read it for yourself at steamboatradio.com, where the locals go for news.